It's my boy's birthday, man.
Yeah.
Well, early birthday.
Shouts out to me, man.
Facts and Cap, episode 16. We back, baby.
Episode motherfucking 16.
It's your fucking birthday.
Dirty 30, man.
Yeah, we got a special we got a special guest in here.
Good. Oh.
We got Mr. Old Navy in the building.
Mr. Old Navy.
You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to catch this man, all you got to do is go to oldnavy.com. I don't know. Where you seen it at
on the website?
Yeah, front page.
Oh, front page.
Y'all getting TV commercial ads next?
No, we're not getting none of that.
Make sure you get the bag.
Hey, you know I need that promo code, by the way.
We don't got none of that. He's the dad of the Palomar Triplets.
Okay.
Follow them on IG. You know what I'm saying? They came from his nutsack.
Anything that's said or done on this podcast has nothing to do with the Triplets and they and their business, that brand.
He got special spurs.
Very wholesome, family oriented page. You know?
But this is our first celebrity.
His first celebrity, yeah. Give it up for Ryan, y'all.
Shout out to Ryan, man.
Got my boy Ryan in the building, man.
What up, hey, boy?
Man.
How you feeling?
Can't complain. Another day here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. What's up, man? How's you got 30 approaching this weekend, man?
No, just been turned up, man.
Yeah.
Just enjoy life, man. Celebrate with friends and family. That's all you
strip club?
All you gonna do. Nah, we don't do that.
Okay.
No strip.
Faithful black man.
Faithful black man.
Hey, man. Hey, you know just cause you go to strip club it don't make you not faithful.
Man, I know. It don't.
You just go to get some wings, bro.
I'm going. All right, Lou Will. Shout out to Lou Will.
Lemon Pepper Lou. All right, man. So, 21 Savage, man. He dropped the album, man. He dropped the what's it called? The sequel?
Savage Mode 2. Savage Mode 2.
Man, what y'all think?
Shit's fire, yo.
It's on pace to sell 200K.
Yeah, that's what first shocked me. Just like he still got that. That clout or whatever that it is to sell that much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, a lot of niggas sell 70, 60, but get 200,000 is dope.
He the biggest trap artist that there is, though. Like, for real, like, out of all the trap artists, he's the one.
Is Lil Baby a trap artist?
Is he?
I'm asking. I don't know how you...
Wait. Is 21 Savage a trap artist?
Yeah.
Or is he just a straight gangster?
I feel like he's like a gangster nigga, yeah. Like, he's like a gangster rapper.
He would consider himself trap.
He said it before. I would consider Baby more of a... Like, he make hustle trap music.
Like, I'll put...
He's more trap than me.
I think it's a whole nother title for both of them, and I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't put them in the same thing. Whatever 21 Savage is...
He's the leader of that.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what 21 is. 21 is like drill trap. He's like drill trap. You know what I'm saying? It's real violent. And he's talking about his struggles, considered under the trap umbrella. And he's like, and I feel like Lil Baby's closer to traditional trap.
Yeah, like Lil Baby be saying more serious shit. The shit he say is serious. And then 21, his shit be clever. And
yeah.
Like, it'll make you laugh.
I like the chuckle to his shit. Like,
yeah,
he be like
pussy. Pussy.
Pussy. Pussy.
Yeah, like.
Hey, what's up with his word pussy, though? How many times a nigga said pussy?
That nigga been saying that shit for years, man.
I like the way he structured the album, though. Had Morgan Freeman in there.
Yeah, that ate. Yeah. Niggas ain't doing that.
Yeah, it made it special.
Like I was saying on last episode, I think with him taking his time and. It came out right.
Yeah, you can tell it was a project. Yeah. Cohesive project.
He ain't just rushed that shit. You know Metro gonna do what Metro do.
What's your favorite song there?
What's the song after Snitches and Rats?
I love that shit.
It was the song after that.
Pull up the playlist.
I think it was Running. Was cool.
Running was good. That's probably my favorite song on there.
Running good.
Shit right after Running was fire too though.
I don't think it's gonna age well.
My dog.
You don't think it's going to age well?
I don't think it's going to age well. I think it's more...
I think it won't age the best, as good as the first one.
Yeah.
Because the first one has, like, no savage while you travel.
No hard. Yeah, it got to be, I think this is more cool for
so
right
do
now.
You think it's going to age well, or do you think... I mean, no. Do you think it's going to be bad, or do you just think it's not going to age well?
I just think it's not going to age well. It's like we're going to look back and be like, it was cool back then. I don't want to hear it now. More
think
like Savage Mode.
I think back like when Savage Mode 1 came out, this right here could play right with it at the same end. It's gonna just be just as good.
Nah, because he got that trapping so hard. He got that stunning on my ex bitch on the first one. Like, that shit has, like,
okay. Those, like, I feel like it's a moment in time, yeah, when those, you hear that.
Okay, shit. So, no, but okay, so I think there's a difference, though. Like, y'all are saying that it's not going to age well because of, you know, I think the radio classic. Right. It don't, you feel like it don't have a classic track. Yeah.
I don't think it's a,
but classic, just because it don't have a classic track, that doesn't mean it's not going to age well.
I think it's
going
to age well. I just don't think it has that same level of the first.
Yeah, because I feel like he didn't do nothing that's trendy. I feel like when shit don't age well, it's like more trendy. Like, if it's like a trendy sound. Yeah. 21 has always had his own sound.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, but I think, what I say? I said running.
I say rich nigga in shit. I like that rich nigga shit with Young Thug on it.
I liked Brand New Draco and Setting Down. Brand New Draco was hard and Setting Down with the soul beat at the end.
The track.
That shit was hard. I fucked with that shit.
Facts.
Drake was in the middle of the controversy on there, because on the song with Drake said something wait, she want to fuck the SZA we used to date back in 2008. And then the fans started getting mad.
SZA age in 2008. SZA was 16. Oh,
she was 17.
She great.
But in the state of Georgia, she good.
Neither one of them is from Georgia. Lost. She's from Jersey.
And plus, you gotta be real.
That nigga just said, yo, in Georgia.
In Georgia, that was good.
She would have been good at 16.
Like 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds.
He was like 20, 21.
Nah, but.
And she was 17.
She came out and said that nigga was just. She said 08. It was 09, but he said, you know, he just wanted to rhyme some shit, so he said 08.
So let me ask you.
Love a young girl.
Is that a fuckboy move for Drake? Because she unfollowed him after that happened.
Is that a fuckboy move?
Is that a fuckboy move to throw that out there?
No. He dated her.
I'm just asking.
And she came back and said he went lying. So it'd be one thing if this nigga was lying, or yeah, we went out on an A date.
Okay, I think what the fans are saying, she unfollowed him. What'd you say?
If I went out with SZA, I would not tell people. Like, that's a thing that, that's a step. Like,
but you Drake, though. It's a difference between you being Ryan, me being Justin, them being them, and you being Drake.
Even for Drake, that's still a step. Like, he has met, like, a whole bunch of bad.
So, that's what I'm asking. Like, is that a fuckboy move? Because you're saying that's a step. And that's, I think, the problem that I've seen women on Twitter and online saying. They were saying, like, you talking to, I guess I'm trying to explain what they were saying. They're saying, like, it's a, like, you, that's some men shit. Like,
men can't say shit.
Men can't say shit according to females, man.
I don't feel like that's wrong.
Women.
No, and this, I'm using the right word in the right context. Females don't think niggas can say shit.
I get the outrage, but I think that it's selective, because nobody was mad.
He didn't say,
saying,
oh, I fucked the shit out of her. He just said, we dated.
He said, I was fucking Courtney. No, I was messing with Courtney from Hooters on P Street. Nobody had a problem with that. Nobody had a problem when
there's not fuckboy energy.
Yeah, I don't think it's fuckboy energy, but I think the best thing Drake could have did was, and that's like, I mean, he didn't have to, but he could have gave her maybe a heads up if, because you got to know, if you're going to put that out there about another celebrity, you got to think about, like, are they sensitive to that type of stuff?
Maybe they just don't talk no more.
Or maybe everybody's
not sensitive.
Maybe they don't like each other.
Like,
maybe
you can't say that people need to stop being sensitive. Everybody
about dating?
Maybe she's a private person. People are private, man. You can't just say, get over it. Stop being sensitive.
That's dismissive.
Because you have things that you may be sensitive about, right?
Oh, I dated this person. What's the issue?
It's not sensitive to you. What I'm saying, it could be sensitive to her. I'm saying, do you have things
that like to be the one who says who?
Because we can't say nothing.
Some people would just say, "Oh, who's just talking?"
I don't disagree. I'm just saying the way that he just said, I'm saying it's kind of dismissive. Like, you can't say. That's what I'm saying. You gotta, if you're gonna do that, you gotta know. If you're Drake, just know. I don't even know if SZA was really mad. So. This is a side scissor.
So
all I'm saying is, if you putting out personal things in your rap like that, if you're somebody like Drake who actually seems like comes off a nigga who cares about the people that, you know what I'm saying? Like, Drake always seemed like a good guy. My thing is, maybe give him his, hey, I said your name in this rap. You know, but maybe, like you said, they could not have a relationship and he may not care. But I don't know what their relationship is. I'm playing devil's advocate.
Let's just go back to the whole John Wall situation. Why can't you just do what you want to do?
No, that's kind of different.
What the fuck is you talking about? That shit was not. That nigga
like. Like, dang, he made a decision to do some shit like
throwing blood rags up and shit, bro. You crazy.
Off the clock.
Fuck that.
When you're in a $1 billion business, you represent them at all times.
Okay. All right. Bad comparison.
Yeah.
Shit. And when you ex of SZA, you represent her all times too.
No, you don't.
Not really.
That's like I get on this podcast.
No, you don't. I'm like, oh, yeah, exes represent you?
As a joke.
That's like I get on this podcast. Oh, yeah, back in 09, I dated, what's the name? And we. So now I got to ask her permission to say that on the podcast.
I guarantee you want to say somebody's name on this podcast and who you dated in 09.
Shit, I don't even remember who I dated in 09. To keep it a buck.
Savage mode. All I'm saying is savage mode. I know the reason, look, I can give you an example.
Here we go.
Hey, look, I can give you an example. Last week when we was having that conversation and you was talking about this person's a reformed hoe and you typed it on the phone because you didn't want to say it in the mic because you probably would.
Well, that's different.
That's not respectful. Dating.
What I'm saying is, if you were, but you also respect that person's privacy, correct? Would you respect that person's privacy?
One person's privacy for not what really. They do as a whole is different than if you date them. Like,
also, but you got to look at it like
all hoes matter.
When you're a woman that work in a male-dominated industry,
purpose of privacy.
People get online. You might be online. SZA's a groupie. Yeah. She dated Drake. Oh, she's a body by Drake. Like, they're gonna disrespect
body
you.
By Drake.
I'm just saying that's what's gonna come. That's what
attention.
Come with. Yeah, that's what's gonna come with.
I don't know. It just seemed more like a stab for him than for her. If I'm gonna be
100%. Yeah. Right. Well, if you look at it from his point of view, but whatever.
SZA seemed like she thought about it. Maybe they talked. I don't know because she came back and clarified. It seemed cool. They also said on the album that Jeezy. That he sent some shots to Jeezy. I forgot what song that was, but he said something about accidental bodies or some shit like we don't kill beef. Does he say something like we don't kill beef? And then he said, "Bitch, it's 21 Savage, not Jeezy."
Yeah.
And then he did pussy in the back. Do you think that that's like overblown, or do you think that
I actually heard that, but I didn't know what he was talking about.
Yeah, when I heard it, I just thought it was him rhyming.
I think it's overblown. But
when you look at the lyric,
to be continued.
When I looked at the lyric breakdown, like because they put it on like academics or something like that, it said the line before that where he said something like "We don't kill beef." It's 21 Savage, not Jeezy. That's when I was like, okay, maybe it could have. I was like, maybe niggas is just tripping.
Him and Nudie be throwing shots at people.
Nudie don't fuck with who is he?
Gunner.
Yeah, Gunner. I mean, those kind of snitching out here, man. You gotta keep it real. If we gonna hold it to the standard. Gunna ain't nudie. I wasn't mad at you. You know what I'm saying?
No,
I'm saying they don't really care about nobody same outside shit. Of their real group of people that they yeah. love. Like,
so,
I guess.
So he sold 200. How much did Baby sell the first week? Like two, around the same? Like 220?
I don't remember.
Who's the hottest in Atlanta? Him or Baby?
Still Baby.
Still Baby.
Still think it's Baby?
But 21 made he put himself in an argument.
Yeah. I don't think that right. You're talking about how this in Atlanta, like in Atlanta, or you talking about worldwide from Atlanta?
Wait, say that again?
No, I'm saying like, are you saying like
the hottest?
Oh, no, that makes sense. Like, if you're in Atlanta, like Atlanta.
Are you saying like, who does Atlanta respect more? Like, who do you think's hotter in the city and who's hotter worldwide?
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking. What is your question?
Yeah. Answer both ways.
Because that could be two different.
Hotter in the city is probably going to be Baby. Hotter worldwide. Could be it's probably gonna be Baby, but it may be more closer than
I don't know. There would be anything because 21 been out for how long, and he's been consistently at this same level for how long, and Baby kind of
Baby just had his moment.
It's gonna automatically look like Baby higher.
I think that goes from hotter
quicker.
And bigger.
Yeah,
hotter and bigger is different.
21 still bigger.
21 has a Grammy.
21 bigger.
Yeah, 21 is bigger.
This is Baby's first.
I think nobody's surprised at 21's results.
This is
nobody was surprised. Well,
I thought he might have.
Okay, but
fell off.
Okay,
a little bit.
So. I don't think he fell off.
I thought he didn't. Yeah. He proved like
you think just because it took so long.
He lost a little of that steam.
I think once you get to that Grammy level, like you want a Grammy. And I think everybody knows why he was laying low too. Like you caught a case. It's a serious case. You know what I'm saying? Like
fortune.
Yeah, I think now if it's something like you just not putting out music and we don't know why, I think that can hurt you. But I think the fans understand why 21 probably didn't put out music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it makes sense.
I think that's probably what
it's not like he had trash music in between or something like that.
Is it still is it in y'all album of the year? Debate
What year are we in? 2020?
Because he said
it's number three to me. Smoke. It's number three.
He said Pop Smoke. I had Baby.
Baby's like, still the best album.
Who you think got the album of the year? It'll probably be for like everybody. It would probably be like Lil Baby shit. But for me personally, I like 42.
Hey, that mixtape was good though.
That shit, I don't even know that.
A lot of people don't understand that. I can separate my personal thing to what I think everybody, what I think the majority should be versus my personal
facts.
Yeah. I mean, like, personally, like
when we ask you, yo, how many years is your opinion? Yeah, a lot of people not gonna have that. But
like right now,
I'm not mad at that 42 comment. I like his shit.
I mean, I don't love it, but I
it ain't trash.
I mean.
I thought it was good. I mean, you know Ryan music taste though. Anyway, Ryan got the 16-year-old music taste.
Because I don't fuck with what's his name. Because he would be in that running too, Lil Uzi. But I don't. I can't. That's how I know I'm too old. Because I can't. Yeah. I can't listen to that.
He dropped the album.
It's like one of the biggest rap albums this year. It might be the biggest because then he dropped like 300 for the first time and then dropped the deluxe and went 300 again.
Oh, that nigga got deluxe. That makes both.
I like some of the shit. It wasn't my favorite Uzi album though.
You know what, I'm lying. I thought that was last year. Yeah, I remember.
So moving on. Donald Trump has COVID, allegedly. First of all, what do y'all think? Y'all think he has COVID?
No.
Bruh. He's having hella debates, work, family members. So, you know, my conspiracy theorist mind is like the timing of it, it just seems, and I was gonna let it play out. Now, well, after this happening, it's kind of like now he's healed. He doesn't have no symptoms no more. But then
after three days,
but then they said he looked like he was trying to hold in some cough, and it's like he's having trouble breathing. So,
man, I can fake that shit right now. Too,
but, I can believe that even if he did have it, which I don't really think he did, but he the president of the United States, so he could get that over that shit in 3 days because he's gonna have the best of the best care.
The best of best care. So that's kind of what I was thinking.
He's not like no regular 78-year-old. Or
he's gonna have the best care. The best care. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck
Donald Trump. That's how you feel. Yeah,
fuck Donald. That's because I still ain't got my second stimulus.
So I think he faked it. It'd be hard to fake it though because like they got a lot of.
Yeah. Even if he didn't fake it, he has the best medicine. So whatever he said he went through, the average American
I'm 50-50 with him because I did see a picture. You know, people Twitter gonna investigate. They gonna zoom in on some shit, and this nigga had a portable oxygen tank under his mask, and it was going through his fucking hairpiece and shit when he was walking out and going to the hospital or some shit. So I'm like, okay, if they put him with an oxygen mask. I don't know. I think that it's probably something wrong.
If he had it during the debate, though, what would everybody say? Because Joe Biden old as fuck, too. So, like, what would they say?
They was more than 6 feet away.
And then, like, what is it him to gain to get it? Like, he's been okay, anti.
So what's to say that it ain't that bad?
No, I think that what he gains from it. Okay, this is my theory. So, first of all, like, I was doing reading up, and they got a thing called, I think it's called, like, October Surprise, where, like, politicians, if they want to distract, it's always something that happens in October, basically. Like, it's a strategic act. And so, basically, they feel like Donald Trump, that whole, what was in the news was that whole him not denouncing white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
So him just randomly tweeting that in the middle of the night that I got COVID was October Surprise to distract that bad press coming from that. And it worked because we stopped talking about it. And then everybody's arguing like, he don't really got it. Oh, he got it. His wife got it. So if that is the case, it worked. Because people ain't talking about him not denouncing it anyway anymore.
But what about... y'all heard about the vice president one that's coming up, debate.
Yeah, that's tonight.
So Kamala Harris wanted the little glass, you know, the plastic glass up in between. Mike Pence said, nah, I don't want it.
That's because the Republican those people feel as if like life should go on. Like a matter of fact, I got a clip. Here's what Trump said. This is how they feel.
Don't let it take over your lives.
Don't let it take over your life.
We have the greatest country in the world. We're going back. We're going back to work. We're going to be out front. As your leader, I had to do that. I knew there's danger to it, but I had to do it. I stood out front. I led. Nobody that's a leader would not do what I did.
You let go catch a virus that could have killed you.
But that's okay. And now I'm better, and maybe I'm immune. I don't know. But don't let it dominate your lives. Get out there.
Yeah, some dangerous rhetoric.
Yo, we have the best medicines.
So, like, my thing is,
like a parody,
I think people,
a leader,
Republican people, people, also people who have money, quote unquote, they feel like, you know, like it, they don't like being controlled. I think people don't like being controlled, period. White people don't like being, white people don't like being controlled. And so I think that's the issue with wearing masks and COVID.
I don't want to say white people because white people be the ones going ham on people for not wearing masks, and white people be the white ones people not wearing masks. Like,
sense of duality.
Like, if it's like
it's
a liberal white person.
But they the only ones.
They're the ones. Like, black people mind their business. They'll wear their masks and give a fuck about what
they're doing. But that's why I say that, because they don't. I'm not saying, when I say white people, I'm not saying all white people. Obviously, there's people that's.
I'm saying white people are on both of the extremes of the mask.
That's what I mean. I'm saying, like,
he's talking about that specific extreme.
Yeah, anybody that's gonna argue about the mask, usually they're white.
Yeah,
you don't see too many black people. I've seen like one clip of a girl in the airport or whatever, but you don't see too many black people.
Like, even when COVID first got real serious and you started seeing all like them street parties and shit and all in Atlanta, people everywhere, nobody wearing
the Bankhead block party.
Yeah, like, you ain't see nobody getting extra mad at people for not wearing masks.
Yeah.
Niggas is gonna be like, don't give a fuck what you do. They just gonna worry about themselves.
Nigga, if you wanna kill your granny, nigga, then go ahead. Nigga, that's how niggas gonna look at it.
I'm gonna have his mask on.
But I know I ain't going home. My mama got diabetes or some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to hurt my mama, so we gonna mind our business. Why you they those type of people, they not gonna do that. So, you know, and then Trey Songz came out and said he had COVID. Oh, first of all, wait, we're going to rewind. We'll get back to that. Trump canceled the stimulus check.
Yeah, man, until after the election.
So basically the nigga said, basically, if y'all niggas elect me, then we'll talk about it again.
But then came back and said he pushing Congress to go ahead and sign the bill.
It's been almost, how many months? It's been like 8 months since we got our first
house. Maybe eight, but it's been a good solid since the summer, beginning of the summer.
It's complicated though, because it's not like
it's negotiations going on
between both sides.
Negotiations from other countries that are on the same level seemed like they had what they were going to get from the beginning of the negotiations. Like, not, oh, here's $1,200,
and then I'm going to negotiate again. Like, they should have had the system.
Yeah,
they should have had that set up.
What we was going to get and what we was going
to get. Once a month, once every 2 months, once every quarter.
Is that the Trump, because he's the leader of the country, or is it?
If you're the president, you got to take that. It might not all be him, but you got
to
take that.
It's a Republican problem with them not wanting to cross the aisle and negotiate with people.
They don't. But some people feel like the Democrats are making it.
Democrats have always crossed the aisle. That's why we always feel like we get fucked, because they always are reaching their hand out and working with people. Republicans don't work with nobody. They don't cross, like. Everything Obama wanted to do, they blocked that shit. That's what you know. Like,
they get their personal feelings inside. That's what you're saying. Like, they get their personal feelings.
But everything that they want to do, Democrats will go in and meet them halfway. Because really, Democrats are like moderates. They in the middle. And Republicans are extremes. Anybody that's been voted in as a president. Ooh. Obama is a moderate. Bill Clinton was damn near a Republican.
Respond.
I mean, you're talking about the president or the party.
I'm talking the party.
Because like you got policies, though.
The party, there are a few extreme liberal Democrats. There are a few. But for the most part, the party is a moderate party.
Based on their policies?
Based on how
much, are they
willing, how much they're willing to work with the other side compared to...
I don't know. Because like, I'm sure if you ask a Candace Owens that, she's going to be like, no. Or you ask a Republican that, they're going to be like, no.
She doesn't look gonna be like, as the way it is. She looks at it through her little lens, but.
I'm not even disagreeing with you. I'm just saying.
Because like what,
if it was up
to Democrats and they really got, this would be a socialist type of system like all the other developed countries are. But since they don't cross that, we don't even have free healthcare. Like.
Fuck it, we need whatever Canada got. I want that shit. I mean, them niggas
getting paid. They getting paid every month. You know, and they can smoke weed. You know the taxes is though? I'll pay them taxes if I can smoke weed and not.
You know how much in taxes? That's my health care that I pay all year.
You know, free health care.
So what's the difference? If you gotta pay in taxes.
Because if I don't if I don't have a job, you still get health care.
Think about health care.
In Canada, sure? Ain't that how it works?
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't have a job, the homeless can go get health care. Some people, the reason why I think a lot of black people, being that a lot of us are in poverty, the reason why we don't even like going to the goddamn doctor is because we know we don't want to get the bill. I've seen niggas get their fucking head bust and they friend be like, nigga, don't catch the ambulance. Nigga, do not get on the truck. Nigga, that's an extra grand. You know what I'm saying? Do not. Nigga, I'll take you, and then nigga might not take you, so whatever it may be. I'm sure in Canada, nigga be like, nigga, go to the doctor. A nigga gonna go get his colon checked. You know what I'm saying?
Because yeah,
you know
that shit's only bad for people with, like, serious, like, conditions.
Bro, it's been times where, like, my heart skipped a beat, and I be like, bro, I really should probably go to the doctor.
Exactly, yo.
But I'm like, yo, I ain't really trying to pay.
Nigga, just drink some ginger ale.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna drink a little water. You know what I'm saying?
Drink some ginger ale and keep it moving.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's the wrong way to think. But if I knew that I could go to the doctor and I'm not getting charged out the ass, then a nigga gonna go. I'd go for a fucking cough if I could. Yeah. Especially just to get off of fucking work or some shit. You know what I mean? That's just the honest to God truth. So, yeah, Trump. Man, you owe a nigga money, man. That's all. That's the only problem I got with you right now. You owe a nigga some bread. So, Trey Songz, he has COVID. He also has an album coming out on Friday. And people are starting to speculate. Brandon's wife. Of course, because he put up a video today of him, like probably outside of his house with a shirt off, drinking tea or some shit. My question I have for y'all is, do you think that us on the internet, do you think that we speculate too much?
Yep.
Or do you think that it's right, that it's rightfully so to speculate
niggas ain't mine
stuff and or to speculate Trey Songz in this instance?
Interesting question.
Yeah, I think we do speculate a lot, but I don't think it's no problem with it. Like,
yeah. If they both are true, do we speculate too much? Yes. Is it wrong? Not necessarily, because if it comes out,
because there are industry tricks, there is music tricks.
I mean, how you not gonna speculate if you catch it right before you
before an album, and we know that people go to the bare maximum to put out an album.
Yeah.
Y'all seen that Shamar Moore dancing on the Soul Train? Niggas be like, I tell my job, I got COVID. Check your IG. So yeah, I'm gonna speculate.
Yeah, I mean, shit.
How many niggas? You can be asymptomatic. You might test positive.
Yeah,
I think you're supposed to isolate though.
So I think most of that.
But he was outside by himself. He wasn't.
No. I'm talking about the shit.
Yeah.
The club. So I was like, yeah, I'm supposed to speculate.
Yeah, like Trump, he got. I mean, I guess you know when you move as a president, it's different. But this nigga had COVID. He got in the car with all his niggas.
I mean, them people don't be around him anyway.
Hey, nigga ain't roll the window down. Let the COVID go out the window.
Secret Service.
That's when one Republican be like, they don't wear my mask.
That's just like, I need to quit this motherfucking job. I need to find something else. This nigga about to kill me, nigga. Fuck no. So, I thought that was an interesting question. Another interesting thing I had, I seen the Shade Room, shout out to them, they posted up. Interesting question to me. It said, who had the best album of 2005, right? So I'm going to give y'all 9 albums. Two of them I didn't listen to. But Pretty Ricky, they came out with Blue Stars. They had like Grind on Me and all that stuff. And then they debuted
Five
album.
In the Morning.
Yes, they had the Five. Mm. They had Omarion.
Good Times.
So that's that's Icebox.
Yeah.
That's Touch.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. They had Bobby Valentino. Bobby Valentino. I think that's the name of the album.
Is that
that's just classic.
Is that
I think they had like You Don't Have to Turn the Pay. Slow Down.
Slow Down.
That shit was hard.
I wanna get to know you.
They had Trey Songz, I Gotta Make It. That shit was
just
hard.
Gotta Make It.
His best album.
Yeah. Fuck out of here.
No, no, it was not his best album.
The next album was his best album.
No, it wasn't.
Ready is his
Ready best album. Ready is his best album.
His next album?
No, it wasn't.
No,
because he had Superwoman on the next album.
Ready is by far his best album.
Can't Help But Wait. That was a good album too, though.
Ready is by far.
Sex for Stereo, all that shit.
I was outside for Ready.
Okay, so we had. Okay, we gonna keep going. We gonna keep going, y'all. All
right, let's go back to 05.
Keisha Cole, The Way It Is. That was like I should have cheated and. Proud things I had. I should have let you go.
Man, 05 was lit.
Love.
Shit.
They had B5. I ain't really listening to B5. I was a little too old to me. For me, I was too cool for that. But I did like the song, the lead single they had, the All I Do. They remade All I Do from Troop.
Well, of course
you. And B5 and Jackson 5. Tierra Marie. I know she had like Girl. That's all I knew. Chris Brown.
Shit.
Classic.
Chris Brown had the best album that year.
And last but not least, Mariah Carey, Emancipation of Mimi.
Chris Brown had the best album that year.
Nah, it probably would be a Mariah Carey 1, Chris Brown 2, Trey Songz 3 for me. Then
Mariah.
Are we doing personally?
Bobby Valentino.
What do you mean? Are we doing?
All right, our personal opinions.
Yeah, that's the question. Personal opinion.
Chris Brown, then Pretty Ricky.
You a hoe.
Yeah, I don't see turning listening to Mariah Carey at 15 anyway.
Like, bro, you act like you ain't had no mama, bro. Fucking
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey never stopped fucking playing.
Listen, Mariah Carey.
I mean, that song. I'm talking about the whole
album. My mama never stopped playing that shit.
Mama? I never stopped playing.
I still play that all
day.
I have never listened to that album from beginning to end.
We drove from here to Richmond.
Never.
When that CD came out, man. We listened to it for 8 hours straight.
I'm about to close in a minute. That shit was hard. That Emancipation of Mimi, what?
I got it.
And then she came back like she wasn't even making music. And she came out with the bangers. Nigga, what she had on there? She had what? Like, that's what she had. Don't Forget About Us. We Belong Together is arguably
the biggest song
she's ever had in her career and the biggest song of all time.
It's arguably the biggest song of all time.
We Belong Together. Shake It Off.
Boy, good job.
I'm lying like a woman.
Shake It Off.
Don't Forget About Us.
Hey, man.
We Belong Together.
Chris Brown, that's still his best album to this day.
Facts.
Yeah.
Hits. Like, on hits.
Yes.
On hits.
Teenage Love. Hey, I remember one time a girl, I ain't going to say her name because I respect what she got going on. She printed me out the lyrics and gave me them lyrics to Young Love, Chris Brown. I don't know now, like I don't even know like what she was trying to do.
Weird flex, but okay.
But I just remember like hey, she gave that to me, I was just like so what am I? I'm in my head. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? You know what I'm saying? Like,
she ain't highlight.
Are you asking me something?
She didn't highlight.
No, she just like
she had the whole lyrics.
Bro, I was like, she ain't highlight. You know, in 2005, you know you had to print that out. And you probably had no printer at the house because niggas wouldn't have a printer.
She was that shit at school.
You probably didn't even have DSL yet. Nobody. She went to the school library and printed that shit out for 25 cents.
What I say? She spent that 25 cents.
And she folded up. You know how they like to fold up them letters?
He paid attention.
Did she put it in a heart?
You know they put. I don't know. I don't remember what it was folded like, but I remember it was folded up.
Yeah, folded into a heart.
Something like that. And she gave it to me, and I was just like, I like the song too. You know what I mean?
See, that's what's wrong with the kids. They never know about passing notes in it. Yeah, you knew the girl was fine. How she could fold the letters?
No, I got.
Excited.
What's her name?
Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie.
Bye, Stephanie. I don't know. That was the last note I ever got.
What did it say, bro?
Be pages.
Tell you off camera.
Mm-hmm. Right, like.
You respect.
Stephanie.
All right.
Next.
Lil Baby says he's not putting out any more political songs.
Good.
Explain it.
The pressure to have to, I guess,
live up to
what you're talking about. It kind of forces responsibility on you.
Yeah,
I feel like hitting like a backlash.
I don't even think it's that. I'm telling you, I think it's just that's not his audience. His audience wants him to do street shit.
I mean, he tried to do something.
I think everybody like, he said in that song,
so,
he meant.
So look, what I say, what I mean is like when you start going like the turn away from your audience, yo, what got you there, that's what hurt you. So like, why do you think, like, you remember Meek Mill, he put out a song with a political song, right? You know, for granted, it just wasn't bumping. But look, but Meek Mill has been going ever since he got out of jail. He's been hanging with Robert Kraft. The same reason I say that's why the whole Migos thing was going on. They like, man, these niggas out here having wives and girlfriends, living their best life, and then they trying to rap about the bando. Or, you know what I'm saying? Meek Mill's out here hanging with Robert Kraft and all these rich white men. I don't want to hear about you. So I think he caught himself like, all right, I put this song out, but I don't want people thinking like I'm Kendrick Lamar or I'm this type. People want to see me counting money in my videos, smoking dope, you know what I'm saying, doing what I need to do. I say that it's because of that. I think that he got caught in the moment. He made a great song. He put it out. He put out a video. But I think like he, not even necessarily the backlash, I think he knows what his fan base wants.
I don't even think it has nothing to do with his fans. I think it has more to do with what he got from, like, he's probably getting harassed more.
You think still to right now, to this day?
More from, like the cops. Not like I say, like, the police themselves, but I feel like he has a different group of folks. Like, hey, he getting some type of backlash that we don't see. And I don't think it has nothing to do with his fans. I think it's deeper than his fans. Like, it's some shit.
I think
like,
you make conscious shit and then you get too much criticism for that. Like, they call you a hypocrite. Like, J. Cole, all people. Like, just for that whole protest thing, the whole beef that he had with that girl, whoever that was.
No Name.
Yeah, No Name. So, that's what comes with being a conscious rapper. You gotta be conscious.
All the time.
Yeah, like, that. Don't nobody want to live like that.
Like, for example, when Kendrick Lamar put out To Pimp a Butterfly, and people seen his girlfriend, and it was like, oh, his girlfriend light skinned, and they was on his ass about that, like for having a light skinned girlfriend.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's like you're supposed to have a, you don't like sisters. Like that's why I was like, this is weird. Like this is some weird shit.
That's why I think it's bigger than just him trying to stick to his core fan base. I think it's just you open yourself up for criticism. It's expectations now. It's like I made that song. It's like, oh, and it hit. It was a bop. It was playing on the radio. It's all right. I need another one of that. I just did that because I felt like doing that. Don't pigeonhole me thinking that I'm finna be this leader and have these expectations. Nah, I don't want to go back to what I know do best. I don't want to be no fucking Malcolm X leader making all these songs. Like I'm not J. Cole. I'm not Kendrick. I'm not conscious. Like So,
a couple more subjects before we get to what's the scenario. So we was talking about COVID. The NFL. More and more cases are breaking out. So over on Friday, or was it Thursday? It might have been Friday, I think. They said Cam Newton had COVID, right?
Yeah.
The NFL, then they was in a dilemma. They was trying to figure things out, you know, do more testing or that or whatever. And then basically they moved the game from Sunday to Monday. Do you think that they handled that situation correct? Or do you think that it was a wrong move?
They tried their best.
I think they did the best logistically they could have done.
Yeah. I think what they're doing now is the right thing to do because it puts the onus on the players and the organization. Like, if you can't handle your COVID, you forfeit the game. Like, that's what you're going to do. That's what they said they're doing now, which makes more
sense. But how do you...
Because you shouldn't punish...
Explain it to me.
Like, see how the Tennessee Titans, they inconvenienced the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, now they have a bye week right now. Their bye week was supposed to be... Whenever it is, week 7, whenever they reschedule the game, now the Pittsburgh Steelers are inconvenienced. So, if your organization can't inconvenience another organization, if y'all can't handle yourselves, quarantine yourselves.
How do you handle? I'm confused.
The same way, it's not an outbreak from everybody else. It's saying specifically Tennessee Titans, they were investigating how it happened. A coach not wearing masks, because they said it started from not a player, but from a staff member. Maybe the staff member was going out, not doing what he was supposed to doing, coming back and got everybody infected and spread. So they're saying, I'm piggybacking what you're talking about, they're going to punish them because if it's not like just a random widespread, it's like not malicious, but it's just like it's the organization, y'all not being responsible. So y'all getting COVID because y'all not being responsible.
So they're messing with like, the Steelers are doing what they were supposed to do. They have no reason for being rescheduled.
I get what you're saying. So basically, the team that has the breakout, and if they investigate and they figure out as to why this started, you're getting penalized.
You're getting a forfeit.
You're getting an L.
So basically, you're in a bubble, but you're in like a at your own risk bubble. Like, we're telling you, go to practice, come to the game, stay home.
Don't do nothing else. Social distance.
So I have a question. So basically, the Patriots. Okay, so this is a bigger question. So the Patriots, Stephon Gilmore, and a couple more Patriots, I heard, have caught COVID, right? Because Cam Newton caught it. They figured it out on Friday. You still choose to play. I feel like that's the league's fault for not canceling that game. So now let's say that Stephon Gilmore, whoever he fucking defended all game, catches COVID. So now if the Chiefs don't handle it correctly, they forfeit the game?
When Cam Newton failed it, they tested the Patriots. Before they could come back, everybody had to test
the negative. But my thing is,
sometimes it takes a couple days.
That's what I'm saying. Like, my thing is, so now should the Chiefs be handled the same way as the Titans?
Because that's before what the new rule was. So if the Chiefs get it and it comes from they got COVID from that game, then you can't put that on them. But the Patriots, really, what should have happened?
So if it comes back down, if they figure out the outbreak started from, they'll be responsible.
Yeah, that team should be the Patriots.
I think that was greedy.
The Vikings got it too, right? It was the Vikings and the Titans.
I think some of them,
all of them should have just lost that game.
I just think that it's a weird situation because I can say, like, in my mind, I'm thinking, like, I don't think the Patriots should have played, right?
Yeah.
And I think, like, what is from Sunday to Monday going to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the same time, A.J. Terrell, the rookie from the Falcons, caught it, and he missed the game, but nobody else had it. So I'm kind of indifferent because it's like,
how many people on the Titans had it, though?
It's up to like 20.
A handful.
So, like, yeah, 20 people? That's a,
more than
as
that.
Far, it's staff, too.
Staff, too.
Including, that's, like, but a thing, though.
I just saw today, like, Two more players.
That's the thing where you have to forfeit the game because you can't feel it. Like, if you got one player, like the Patriots had one player, if it was just Cam Newton, and Cam like had to sit out, like, you can still, they can still play the game.
How many more weeks y'all think we're going to get football?
That was my next question. They're going to do what they can.
I just think that what we gotta realize is disappointed.
Like baseball made it, we gonna make it. Fuck it.
I'm gonna put it like this. If we're disappointed in the outcome of this season, we just gonna have to eat that. Because
they try.
I just don't. I think that the NFL, being that there's so much money to be spent, it's no way that they can do what the NBA did. But I just don't think that
they're outrating the NBA finals with garbage game. Like, tomorrow's
game. I mean, football is a bigger, that's why it's the number one sport.
That's why they're not going to give up that money.
Yeah, they're going to lie. That's what we said. Yeah.
They're going to do whatever they got to do.
Unless it just gets.
Niggas do what? For scamming? You don't think.
When's
the money involved?
I think it'll have to take for somebody to die, they sibling, they goddamn child, some crazy shit like that, unfortunately.
They still have to get to the point where they have to sign waivers.
I'm just saying, like, it has to be very harmful.
CTE.
No, but what I'm saying is, it would have to be very harmful to somebody in their situation, and you get tons of bad press.
Yeah.
To where, like, the league is, like, just shuts down.
Cam Newton, well, that was, like, the perfect person to get it. If he would have got it and was in the hospital and he was, like, had a bad case of it, I think then, because his name, like, he was out all last year, but his name is still big in the league. His name was big enough that if he got it and it was bad, that it would have made me like, all right, that's a red flag. And they would have slowed it down a little bit. Let Brady get that shit and end up in the hospital. The season over with.
I'm saying the percentage of people.
It just depends on who gets
bad.
Yeah, because they say, they be like, some Patriots caught it. And Stephon Gilmore. Like, they be saying, I'd be like, well, who else caught it? Nigga, I don't
want to
know.
Nah, you know? Yeah. Practice squad players.
Yeah. So,
I don't think that many people, if everybody in the NFL caught it, like every single player caught it, I would think maybe highest would be like one or two people would have a bet.
Yeah.
They're top flight athletes.
Yeah, they're necessarily not going to die.
Like, most of them in good health, you know, everything good. So,
did anybody in the NBA who caught it? Did they have it bad?
Shit, did anybody in the NBA catch it?
Yeah. That's what's
about in the bubble.
Westbrook. I mean, nobody in the bubble came with it. There was no test, but no positive test. But okay, so the game, the finals was on last night. I got two questions for y'all. So AD played yesterday, and you know, he defended Jimmy Butler. He did a pretty good job or whatever. And Big Perk, who's ascending as a personality on Twitter and ESPN, he said AD is better than Greek Freak, and he said that's why. What do y'all think about that?
Because he guarded Jimmy Butler, or
he's better than Greek Freak?
That's what he was saying, but I think overall he was just saying he's better.
A better overall player?
Yes, he's better overall
player. No, he's not better than Greek Freak.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
This is why.
Greek Freak can't shoot.
It doesn't matter.
AD can shoot.
And
so, just
AD can shoot.
I'm saying overall, out of all their game, they check most of the same boxes. The only box that is unchecked by one and is checked
who's
by
a, who's
one.
A better scorer?
Rebounds more.
Who's a better scorer?
Yeah. So, you can as good as AD can shoot, why don't you score more than Greek Freak and more efficiently?
Because AD hasn't really he has more
right, because the further you are from the basket, the
and
harder
also,
it's to make. So if I'm not gonna
somebody score more on a team where you're on a team with LeBron James or you're on a team by yourself where you're the main person,
so
yeah, you're gonna score more.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
He got out in the second
round. Let me ask you this.
Oh, if you don't want to do that.
If you switch places and AD is a buck, and where does that team go?
The same place as the fucking East. What are you talking about? Yeah, he went to the playoffs in the West.
Once,
bro.
He still went to the playoffs.
And once. He went and he had a.
And Greek Freak
team
has the best record in the NBA with that.
That's
with
what I'm
team
saying.
Where you said is nobody.
Yeah, I know.
A team where you said is nobody.
Yeah, Atlanta Hawks also had nobody with that same coach.
No, they didn't have nobody. They didn't have a superstar, but they had a great team.
All right.
All I'm saying is that
they ain't gonna win
that. Giannis is not winning anything.
No, I don't give a fuck about
but
the fucking Hawks.
AD ain't doing anything
by
himself.
I'm fucking with you, bro.
AD
did some shit by himself. What did you?
What did he do by himself?
Let me tell you what make a difference.
He made it he made it to what the
second
round in the West.
One time.
In the West?
Yeah.
Because of Rondo, who had a 2020 game playoff. Rondo.
Drew Holiday,
a first team
all
defensive
player.
Bruh.
I'm just saying, it's like
has Greek played with an offensive player? Has he played with a veteran like Rajon Rondo?
I don't know how you back to back MVP and somebody better than you, and like
back to back, how you unanimous MVP and you ain't never been a final.
It's one thing to be like, mad. Wait, he was
never in the
finals.
No, I'm talking about fucking Steph Curry. You can't just throw out fucking MVPs and say that means you.
That's not his fault.
No,
you gotta be mad at the voters.
That's
I'm saying it's an accolade, but it doesn't mean like. Steph Curry won MVPs and he's still not the best player in the league. Like
he was the best player that year.
No, he was not the best player that year.
And that regular season, he had the best year.
He had the best year.
Yeah, he had that best year, but he's not the best player.
I think Greek Freak is better than AD.
One
I think he's more dominant than him.
And
AD can't stand
first of all,
up.
And the Greek averaged 29-13 this year in 30 minutes.
And he shot better than him. Bro. So you're saying he shoot better than me, but I have a better field goal percentage. Because I'm not going to take 20 feet fadeaway.
I'm
going to go in the basket.
Yeah, he can't.
It's like saying,
what does that matter?
That doesn't matter.
MVP without
Shaq can't shoot.
Yeah.
Does that make him less better than somebody?
Fucking Greek Freak's not Shaq.
He's not Shaq. Right. But my point in saying that, just because you can't, because you're more versatile,
he's more dominant.
Doesn't mean you're better. I dominate doing what
I'm
a one trick pony.
Same,
but I dominate.
I feel like they check all the same boxes.
Nah, his box is a little bit bigger though. That check mark is a little bit bigger.
That little bit
and
bigger.
His responsibility is more. So if his responsibility is bigger,
he wasn't even on the court.
Huh?
He wasn't even on the court on the one game they won.
What you talking about?
When they won in the second, they got Jimmy.
Okay, so you want to talk about that? Where was AD getting to the playoffs?
MVP.
AD wasn't even getting to the playoffs.
He's in the West. I really do think it's a big ass difference between the West and the East.
I agree. When you're the bottom of the East, were you the number one team in the league?
Yeah, he's number one in the East, and this nigga's always cheating around 10 through 8.
So if I look it up and
the East is fucking garbage, bro. It's not even a fucking. It's
so
not even close. When LeBron was up
there,
it's not even.
So if AD is the player you're saying is, he should be able to get them to the playoffs consistently. He should be able to get that AC.
In the East,
he wouldn't.
In
the
East,
the West isn't that hard of a battlefield for you to get an AC.
Melo got a team to the. Melo never missed the playoffs in the West in his time.
Melo never. Melo was a fire player, bro.
You damn right.
So can we agree that AD and Melo? You think Melo like they could be considered the same level, correct?
I'm just saying,
Melo. Dame Lillard.
I guess it's off the team of your team getting.
You don't think Melo better than AD?
Devin Booker is fire.
I think that you said you can consider them on the same level.
Not getting to the playoffs.
You said Phoenix sucks, but if you put Giannis there.
I feel like AD doesn't play. They get the number one pick. That's what happened.
The number one. If AD don't play, where?
He didn't play that year when he wanted to leave and go to LA. They got the number one pick.
They weren't the worst team in the league. That's how bad they were. That's a little hyperbole. They weren't the worst team in the league. They got lottery picks and they dropped and they traded. So it was like
they traded for that pick
they got. I think they were top five, and then they got the lottery. So it wasn't like they had the third worst record in the league. It's not true. It's not true at all.
So how bad was their record in the league?
It wasn't good. I just think that my whole argument is if you put Giannis on the Lakers.
Are they better?
They might have swept them niggas. They wouldn't even been on this nigga AD. I don't know that. My thing is AD. He's not consistent for me. Like, don't get me wrong. For the most part, he's consistent. But then he'll turn around and give you games like he gave you, where he scored 15 points. You know what I'm saying? Giannis, like, he does that every series.
A lot too.
Gives you not very. I feel like AD does that all the time. I feel like he does that in a regular season.
When they do that when they get to the playoffs with Giannis. What they do is just back off. They're just gonna back off. That's the plan.
That's a good game plan. Cool. I also think that AD is getting a lot of praise right now because he's playing with LeBron. He's playing on TV every day.
This isn't even his best season.
He's
playing with LeBron.
He's had his best season. He's had at least two better seasons.
He's a great player. It's debatable.
Yeah, he's had two better seasons in New Orleans, and they didn't do shit. They didn't do shit.
They praise people for winning. And it's like, it's a team sport.
Winning is a team accomplishment.
Exactly. So, I'm not going to bash
Giannis for not winning
and praise AD for winning because he's played with the best player since Michael Jordan.
Yo, did you watch the game last night? This nigga AD, bro. It's not even just last night. I know you a Laker fan. This nigga, every game, this nigga has aches and pains, bro. This nigga is hurt.
That's the difference. That's the difference between AD. If I was gonna take somebody, that's my difference right there.
Because he don't never be.
This nigga be like.
I really wouldn't take.
That nigga need to put some weight on him, bro.
Yeah, that would be my favorite.
Nigga need to be.
I think Giannis gets an unfair. It's not unfair, but I think it's a little bit overboard when it comes to him. Like, not like what happens in the playoffs with him, because it's not like. His team shows up and he doesn't. A lot of the times, I think just unfortunately, the way he plays, he does have to, you know, expand his game. But I think that his teammates don't ever show up either. Like, his teammates don't show up. The way that he plays is I bring it the same way like this. Like, his team doesn't. They play him, they build
it
sound the
wall. Like it's his fault at this point. He need a guy.
Not really.
No, let me tell you why.
Let me finish my statement and then I'll let you say what you're saying.
I'm going to get by there.
I was in the middle of saying, all right, whatever. So all I'm saying is that this nigga, they build a wall. When you clog the paint, you kick it out. Niggas got to knock down shots. They don't ever knock down shots. It is what it is. So if you're not knocking down shots, it's kind of equal thing.
I'm just saying, I don't want to give him that. I don't want to give him that pass because ain't nobody, like, he's supposed to be the best player in the league, right? That's what Giannis is supposed to be. And when LeBron was the best player in the league, you don't get that pass.
What did LeBron have to do?
What do you mean, what did he have to do?
LeBron got a pass when he was in Cleveland, though.
What passes?
Nobody expected him to win in Cleveland. They said, you're not going to win in Cleveland.
When he was in Cleveland, he went to Miami with two other
all-NBA players.
Way more ass.
The way that they crucified
LeBron. It was way more ass, and LeBron is way better.
The way that they crucified LeBron in Miami, the first loss, because he had help. Like, this was a good team.
But he's talking about Cleveland, right?
Yeah, I'm saying when they crucified LeBron, the first time he got crucified in losing a championship
was watching too much First Take then, because he was getting shitted on, like,
Skip Bayless, bro.
Just shitted on him.
It's been, like, it took him, what, 7 years to get a chip or something like that? I was a crucified man for not winning a chip in 7 years. And they came in at 18, I don't know.
You're supposed to be the best player in the league. I feel like you should get out the second round of the East. My personal opinion.
They should have.
LeBron did that once.
But it's not.
Once, okay.
Once.
I'm but sorry. AD.
AD had already been to a finals when.
That's the ones out. Yeah. I mean, that's LeBron. That's
arguably. Yeah, we're not saying that Giannis is LeBron.
The best player.
I'm saying even if I wanted, I don't want to shoot on Steph Curry, but Steph Curry's team made it to like.
No, I agree. He underachieved. We're not cut the shit. Giannis should have beat.
Even if you say he underachieved
Toronto.
I'm trying, wait, what's your Steph Curry argument?
No, I'm saying.
No, he said if you're the best, Steph, I got you. Yeah. If you're the best player in the league, you need to get past the second round.
That's a fact.
You need to get past the second round.
That's a fact.
Especially if you're the Eastern Conference.
If you want to shit on Steph Curry's finals performance, he still made the finals.
And he got robbed first year. He should have been finals MVP, but that's another story. So,
listen, niggas are saying you get finals MVP just for guarding LeBron.
Yeah, I think y'all are jazz.
Yeah, man, but you know, finally we got the crew necks in. Right now they're gonna be $28. $28 for the crew necks, the hoodies.
Y'all niggas gonna be cold. I know y'all gonna be cold.
I ain't gonna lie to you, I've been doing this episode hot as hell. But fuck it. I had to promote myself, so shit. Y'all go ahead, any color you want.
Yeah, so I know a little bit.
Y'all niggas know I'm hot natured, shit. But we gonna thug it out. It's that time.
Yeah, it's that time, y'all.
Say what? Scenario.
All right, man. Your 15-year-old son. He's 1 foot in the streets.
Damn, I forgot I wasn't in pre-production. My bad.
he's always missing in pre-production when I'm reading off.
It seems like he's never there.
He's never there. He be outside doing some weird shit. Anyway, your 15-year-old son is 1 foot in the streets. You've preached to him numerous times about the consequences of his action. He gets arrested, and the bail is very high.
Mm-hmm.
But you can pay it. Like, you can make it and pay it. He calls you, begging you to bail him out.
This is street shit.
Stanley got a phone.
What do you do?
Me? I've talked to him many times. Mm-hmm. I try to plead to him.
Mm-hmm.
He might need to just sit down for a bit, man. Get his head straight. Because, like, if he's 1 foot in, 1 foot out, and he's still doing it, I'll tell you, don't do it. And he knows that I'm there to bail him out, I might be enabling him.
Right.
So maybe him sitting down.
Teach him, doing some justice.
Teach him a lesson.
All right. This is how I feel. 15, you're going to sit in there for 72 hours. I'm going to let you think. 72 hours, ain't nothing going to happen to you. And I'll be there. And I'm going to get y'all and be like, oh, you learned your lesson? But you're going to sit there for 3 days to learn. Like, especially if it's like your first time, you really ain't a terrible kid. You ain't never gave me no problem. But say.
You just giving me new problems.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're giving me problems. Like, say you got pulled up. Like, the police got you and they called me. Hey, Mr.
One,
Holmes.
1 foot in, 1 foot out.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's giving you problems.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the police called me. Hey, we have your son. Can you just come get him? That's strike one. Hey, we got your son. Come get him. This time, they take your ass to jail. 3 days. Then I'm come get you. Hey, if you ain't learned your lesson after this, this is your one pass. But you ain't getting no more after this.
So, in this scenario, I'm just regular old me. Like, I'm not like gangsta ass daddy, right?
No, you're you.
You're Ryan Palomar.
Then,
bro.
No, fuck him. Like, no. he don't have no business being out there. His parents ain't like that. So, what is he doing all that for?
Yeah.
And he live in the suburbs. Like, no.
I think me.
So leave him?
Yeah, leave him because he's not fucking listening. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it hasn't been working. You bailing him out.
And, facts.
Yeah.
You bailing him out. That's really what it is. Like, you bailing him out is bailing him out.
Like, in my life, I feel like I'll never kick out my child out the house unless it's for, like, legal reasons.
Like, you really out here disrespect. You just ignoring everything I say.
But that's what I said, a couple days.
For me, I don't know. I'm not giving you a time limit. I don't know if it's a couple days. Maybe, I don't know. I'll probably eventually bail you out if I feel like you've learned your lesson.
And what do you do?
But you know what? I don't know.
High bail.
But yeah, Google. It's a high bail. Like, you're not.
He really had to do something for a high bail. I'm gonna tell you
this. For this high ass bail, I'm not putting up my house.
Nah.
I'm not doing all this. You know what? You figure it out. Since you know everything, you figure it out.
Since you know every fucking thing.
If I do get you out of jail, now you figure out how you're going to get your classes, all that shit.
You should be calling me, telling me where his street money is to bail.
Yeah. I told your ass.
He was calling, crying like, daddy, now you want to be 1 foot back in. Nah.
Everybody go to jail and they're going to call whoever they can. They're going to manipulate.
But I think it's a slippery slope. where they can be like, they stay in jail, and then they end up resenting you, and they be like, oh,
for a couple
you,
days,
you let, you I'll let, take that risk. I let feel me, like I already you let me.
Preparing if they was doing all this shit.
You let me down when I would need you the most. I was ready to come back. You know, they just blame you.
I'm a problem. I'll take your risk. I'll take that risk.
Yeah. You know, saying a couple days
me? I'm a because I you decide to be an idiot.
That was the first big one. But from the scenario, it seemed like
I've been telling you.
This is just a big bail. Like, I've seen you get arrested for bails don't be that big. So if you got a big bail, it's kind of like
you really did some shit.
You did some bullshit.
It might be the first time you did some big shit, but it's like, all right. So now I need to teach you a lesson. 3 days. Yeah. It might be like.
A nigga might feel like he's on vacation for 3 days. Come back and tell everybody.
No, that's a weekend.
You get caught on Friday. I'm out on Sunday, Monday.
I ain't even trying to learn no, teach him no lessons because I already been trying to teach him lessons for
so 10 years. So you say you staying?
No, what's the point? I mean, people make choices. People make choices. If he's that hard, like he wants to do that bad. It's really nothing you can do.
So you're saying leave him in there?
Yeah,
but the only thing I would say about that, it was one foot in, one foot out. So it might be 1 week he's doing the street, and then he'll come back and be good.
Ain't no such thing. I'm gonna make sure that it is a such thing as 1 foot in, 1 foot out. We just talked about that earlier about somebody.
Hey, I ain't even gonna lie to you. My folks damn near told me, "Hey, this happened again. Don't call."
That's how it is, right, bro? You fuck with your friends.
And I mean, it wasn't even nothing. It wasn't a big bill. It wasn't nothing crazy. It was stupidity on my part.
Yeah,
which it could have been avoided. It wasn't like I did something. It just I was being irresponsible. Sure, I was being irresponsible.
And were they on you about shit before that? They were on your ass.
Yeah, about being responsible. And I just wasn't being responsible.
You wasn't on no street shit to get locked up like that. You was irresponsible shit. I'm not gonna hold my.
Well, I mean, you got for it's more. I'm not about to survive go through the whole story, but
yeah, I ain't about.
What he did wasn't necessarily on some street shit, but. What I'm saying is if I've been preaching to you about some street shit, I'm telling you, like, nigga, I'm trying to save your life, and you're just disregarding everything that I'm telling you, well, this is going to be the best teacher, because sometimes you need to touch the motherfucking pot, the fucking stove, and get burnt to learn your motherfucking lesson.
So it sounds like we all agree on this.
I don't necessarily agree with 3 days because it depends on what you did.
Yeah.
For me to say 3 days. Like if you got the traffic ticket.
No, but the
traffic ticket, if you're just a terrible driver and I keep telling you a terrible driver, I ain't gonna just
days. For the bail to be that high, you had to do
something. Yeah, like you did some shit. You did some in the streets.
You're not sitting in a hotel no more. You going upstairs for
you going to population, buddy. See at court. Hopefully they lower that bail. Maybe then I'll think about getting out.
Time served.
I ain't putting up my fucking blood, sweat, and tears. That I wanted to get that fucking house
for your ass to disappear when it's time to go to
your
court.
Now I'm a kid. Your sister a good girl, nigga. Exactly, what you been doing, nigga? No, fuck all that. So I think we kind of all we all kind of most for the most part agree with that. All right. Your girlfriend's lease is up at her apartment. It's time for her to move out. Speaking of moving, are you in need of an affordable move? Call Moves R Us ATL at 479-639-9009.
Shout out to Dante.
Tell them Facts and Cap sent you. Now back to what's the scenario?
Do we get paid for that?
She's trying to cut down the cost.
I need to move, bro.
Your girlfriend's leasing up in her apartment. It's time for her to move out. She's trying to cut down on cost. By getting a roommate, right? Mm-hmm. You're not quite ready for her to move in with you. So she gets a roommate. She never told you it was a man she was moving with. You can't lie. The roommate, he's a handsome guy. Like, he's a good-looking dude.
You should see Ryan's face.
Do you tell her that you're uncomfortable, or do you charge it to the game?
I don't have a girlfriend no more.
Explain.
She moving in with some dude she knows.
It's like, her friend. It's her friend.
Common sense would tell you that I don't give a fuck about that.
So it's the rap. She actually moved in. You wasn't ready. A dude moving in.
So she don't have no homegirls to move in with.
No.
As a responsible dude, he just happened to be a GQ. Dude.
Talking about all these questions that I got besides the first one are inspired from me binge watching girlfriends. So y'all do the math.
My thing is, what kind of apartment is it? Is it one of them roommate style apartment.
Yeah, roommate apartments.
So that's not good enough. Roommate style apartment.
I mean,
that's your girl. You can be over there.
I don't really. What you saying? I don't really like that apartment. Can I, you can still fuck.
Can I ask a realistic question?
What?
I need an age. It depends on our age because, like, this could really.
If we talking about roommates, if we talking about roommates and shit, let's just say 24. 23.
No, it's got to be 27 and up, like, for us to be like, all right, this is really just my own.
He gonna
help me with the bills.
I think, especially back now, I'll be naive enough to try it.
But I don't think you're being naive to try it.
I think
if you trust your girlfriend.
I think if that's your girlfriend, you're gonna be over there enough.
No. No, and my thing is, that's, I don't even care. At this point, if I have a problem with that,
it ain't really trying like that.
But if you have a problem with it, you got two options. Leave her or move her in with
you. Yeah, I'm gonna leave her. If I don't want to move in with
her, I just move her in.
I would stop wasting her time and my time.
I would see.
I like
if I cared enough that I care to see live with another nigga, then she should be living with me. If I don't care for her, if she live with another nigga, then it's like, oh, all right, cool. I'm still fucking other bitches at that point. I don't care.
Living with a nigga and sharing like
a space.
Living with a nigga is like y'all share a room together.
Live with a roommate.
I'm be like this, bro.
I'm saying the same thing.
I take this kind of stance, bro. If you ain't trying to move her in with you, shut the fuck up
and leave her.
Yeah, I mean, look, that is an option. If you're not comfortable with it, then leave her. But just know that. If you didn't give her a chance, then that's your fault.
I am saying that.
So he said you gave her a chance to cheat. So I'm saying you're accountable that your ego is getting the best of you.
Yeah,
correct?
Yeah.
All right, then there's no issue.
Hey, if it's an issue.
That's no trust, bro.
Yeah, as long as I'm not. He's saying like,
really, but if you
he's saying like, basically what he's saying is, I'm insecure and I admit it.
No, I trust me.
I'm in your 20s, and from what in my experience, I don't have like the most crazy experience with women like that, but most experience of getting pussy is just time invested. So being a roommate with somebody is mad time invested. It doesn't take like you got to be on her. It could be like one.
Like you around this handsome ass
one,
nigga.
Yeah, you around him all the time. One little vulnerable moment right there.
That nigga wrong.
He could fuck.
Yeah, you went to brunch. You came back on demon time.
Yeah. And that nigga coming out the shower, going to his room in a towel, and that's it.
This nigga fine up. I don't even want to give a fuck if he was ugly, bro.
Stephon, I mean.
He would have to be. He would have to be ugly.
Anyway. I don't trust ugly niggas either.
Yeah, he would have to be ugly and full homosexual.
Them. Why you don't trust ugly niggas, bro?
Niggas ugly at work.
How many niggas y'all know that y'all thought was just ugly niggas and don't get no play, and then you find out, damn, they fucked a bad bitch. And I could think of two off the top of my head.
I got a different poll. Like, I don't. Never mind.
No, man. That's what we got a podcast for.
I don't like, what is the ugly, like?
I'm saying a nigga that you think don't get no bitches.
Okay.
And you like, oh, you gonna live with my girl.
I'm thinking you said
but that changed, like, life changed my perspective on that. A nigga you would never think get no, like, I don't underestimate nobody.
I don't trust that nigga more than the nigga that got down.
You think don't get bitches?
Yeah. I don't trust the nigga that don't get bitches, that you think don't get bitches. Cause I can tell you, that nigga Lil Chris.
You just call him his ugly nigga.
Nah, that nigga always talking about, oh, I ain't got no hoes. Nah.
That'll be the nigga.
I don't trust that. Yeah. Matter of fact, make sure you stay upstairs, bro. Stay away from my wife.
I didn't know my girl was.
My wife!
My girl.
We knew it was coming.
Let me live with no girl.
Been close to ever living with a girl?
No.
What you mean?
Besides the girl.
You talking about as a roommate?
No, like that's your girlfriend.
I'm only staying with one girl, and that's my girl right now.
So I think we all live with a girl.
My girl. Yeah.
But that's something. Have you ever been single and almost?
No. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That almost happened to me. And at the same time, and she had a boyfriend.
And you probably gonna breeze in the air.
I damn was gonna try.
Exactly. That's the whole point.
I'm gonna beat the hell out of you. No reason. Anyway, you lost your job due to COVID. You're on your ass. I'm talking about, you don't even need a wallet. That's how broke you are. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing to put in that motherfucker. Your girl's a sexual, she's a successful businesswoman, and she offers you a job to be her assistant.
Girl.
Do you take the job or you look for more work?
I'm not gonna be that profitable not to take the job. I wouldn't want to be her assistant. If she's a successful businesswoman, she should have other positions for me or something.
Nah, she only got
it. Mm-hmm. That's all she got. Everything else failed.
I'm not going to be so prideful not to take the job that's in front of me, though. I'm going to still try to look for another one.
Yeah.
I would rather another position, but
you're gonna take
I'm going to take that.
You're going to be your girl, bitch. I mean, you're going to be your
I'm gonna be a bitch regardless if that's stay your
nigga. All the money coming into the household, so I don't give a fuck. Fuck it. But I'm also gonna have outside hustles. I'm gonna find other ways to make money outside of that.
Money coming to the household, you mean? But you're not gonna work.
No, I'm going to take the assistant job. That money's still coming into the house.
She gonna have the bell.
Nah, I'm still having my own money. I'm still going.
Listen, I
don't give a fuck.
Listen, I don't give a fuck.
She got what? Because at the end of the day, she going to make more money at whatever job you can get.
You can boost. You can talk shit. But I'm more comfortable when I got money in my motherfucking pocket.
As long as the paycheck is coming. I ain't
gonna be a fool. The bills need paying, nigga, simple and plain.
Nigga, would you rather her give you a paycheck and you can still put it on the bills out of a check you'd earn versus her just paying all the bills?
You sitting on the couch all day.
So you'd rather be a bitch as a bum than a bitch as her assistant?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Too much pride.
Nigga, do you not know the shit that's gonna be said to you on the daily?
It's COVID, nigga. You might not even find it.
You not know the shit that's gonna be sent to you on the daily? I can take it from everybody else.
The coordinate, the word.
I don't care about them.
New definition of work.
And eventually, when your ass ain't got no job because you didn't take the job,
you don't even know I got no job.
Time to go live with your mama, nigga.
So, nigga, you just ain't trying to work.
You ain't getting no pussy no more.
Then that's when she going to find her a Tyrone.
She
don't
never have no job.
Shit,
but it ain't her.
She ain't got time wrong with job.
Had the job, that's why they had to call him.
All I'm saying is that I know niggas. We all four of us know niggas that don't have jobs that stay with girls.
That don't mean that's you. That don't mean that's your path. You might not have been physically as blessed. You may not have that pimp game. You may not have that mouthpiece.
All I know.
You know what I'm saying? And usually, niggas that's getting taken care of and that don't got jobs, they got mad different situations.
They got
different hoes. Yeah. Multiple baby mamas they can go to. You think these niggas ain't never got kicked out the house?
What I'm saying.
Especially
is,
if I offered you a stream of money.
What I'm saying is, y'all just underestimating the annoyance is going to be.
I don't give a fuck. I'm obviously going to keep looking for a job.
Yeah, I'm going to keep looking.
I'm going to take that job.
I'm going to look for a job. Then.
Even if I get that money, I'm going to gamble. Oh, I'm going to hit the streets. I'm trying to hit the ground running. I'm trying to do something. I ain't never going to be too proud of not to make no money.
I'm just going
to
be anxious.
Because, it's a girl handing me some money. A girl I'm fucking. You know what? The job might be even fun. I might go fuck you in the office while I'm being receptionist.
She's successful. I'm gonna be a stay-at-home nigga.
But your pride too goddamn strong.
It's too big.
Yeah, it's not a lot of time me and Brandon agree, but we ain't no motherfucking fool. That money gonna come.
Hey, well, one thing about me, when it comes to money, I'm gonna find a way to get it. One way or the other.
Oh, God.
That's your girl. So
Cameraman found the fucking plane. Edit that out.
Hey, I told y'all fuck that nigga right. That's the nigga you gotta watch right there. All right.
Play first down.
Here we go. You're a happily divorced man.
Hell yeah.
Right? You're recently divorced.
Yep.
No. Oh. No. I'm going out the scenario.
You're a happily divorced man.
Hell yeah.
You and your ex-wife, though, y'all still cool. Y'all still keep in touch or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Y'all lay down the block.
Neighbors.
So you hit the lounge. Let's say we hit Mirza, how we do on a particular day. And your ex-wife, new boyfriend is in there. Hugged up with another piece other than, you know what I'm saying, your old piece.
Mm-hmm.
Do you tell your ex or do you keep it moving?
It's on me?
Yeah, it's on you, man.
So my ex-wife, we cool, we divorced.
Her new nigga.
You know her nigga, she got a new nigga. Now you in your lounge spot chilling, you see her new nigga with a whole other piece.
Yeah.
A new piece.
They vibing, they on a date or some shit.
On a date some shit. Do I go back and tell the ex-wife?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to weigh the options. We cool. It mean the ex-wife fucking.
That's my friend.
No, y'all cool. Y'all divorced.
That's his friend.
Y'all just cool, bro.
Y'all just cool.
Let me hear y'all. Let me hear y'all. I got an answer, but I need to hear y'all speak.
Brandon?
Nope. Don't say shit. Keep it playing.
You got to, bro. That ain't your business. Okay. That ain't your girl no more. So, I understand that y'all friends, but it could come off as you're hating. You may not have all the facts. And two, shit, you may want to slide in it one more time. So, you just keep that one in your back pocket. Goddamn, take that picture. Boop. They got there. You be like, no. No, I can't do this tonight. Like, you know, you catch it. Y'all went out for drinks. Y'all just chilling and, you know, in the mood, right? Then you like, fuck it. She's like, no, stop. We can't do this. You know, I got a boyfriend. I said, this boyfriend?
Nah. Okay. Pause. I'm going to tell you how accurate you are.
That sounds like that's been done before.
No. No, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you how 100% accurate he is after I say our point. I agree with him. I ain't saying shit. It ain't my business. I don't owe you no loyalty. Bitch, you divorced me. You left me.
You took half.
Exactly. We cool just because we live in the same area. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we got a kid or some shit together. I don't know. Anyway, why he's correct, like I said, these questions were inspired from girlfriends, right? I just flipped it. So Maya, you know, she was divorced. Her husband had a girlfriend, right? She went to their old little spot in the hood. She seen the girlfriend on a date with another nigga or whatever. She still has feelings for him. She basically kind of held it in the back pocket, basically. So the nigga, he ain't believe it at first. Like he said, like, oh, you just don't want to see me happy. Hold on to it. Basically, when she could drop that, you know what I'm saying? This your girl? She did it. So, everything he said.
And I had no clue. Like I said, correct. I wasn't in pre-production, so I don't know where
he's never in pre-production. At his own house.
Right, how you feel, bro?
I ain't gonna tell because I just don't like telling on people and getting in people.
He said he ain't no snitch.
Because it's really not my place to tell on him. I don't know him like that. Mm-hmm. And
we ain't got no time.
That's not my friend. That's my ex-wife.
Thanks.
So.
Right. We ain't really friends. We just kind of cordial.
Yeah, we just got history together. Yeah.
We got childhood shit. That'd be young.
My ex-wife, we're not friends, which is cool.
Yeah.
Like, we were friendly. We could kick it. Yeah, and it's not my business now. I'm going to stay out of it. If I was cool with my ex-wife, where it was like, I don't even refer to my ex-wife. This is just...
My kid's mother.
My kid's... Whatever it is.
Sis.
Then I might snitch. I ain't going to rat. By my snitch.
Snitches and rats.
Snitches and rats.
I might snitch. And just because, like...
Y'all get caught.
Yeah, I might snitch. Because you bring all this negative energy in my lounge, bro. Go do that somewhere
else. Yeah, you in the wrong spot. You in the
wrong spot, bro. Like,
you in the mirror doing like, too much.
I'll probably mind my business, though. Snitches and rats.
Damn, amigo, I know this song's about you.
Hey, sometimes you gotta be a snitch.
You gonna snitch for real though?
Nah, I don't care. Not to my ex-wife.
Listen, I don't give a fuck if you getting done the dirtiest. Yeah, I ain't got nothing to do with me.
I ain't even gonna do what Bernie said. He would do hold it to get some pussy.
Good. Yeah, I had that pussy for 22 years. So I don't need it.
Shit,
I'm trying to get something new.
That's what kept me there for 22 years. Shit, I might want that shit. Hey, it's been
20. Listen, no. Pussy kept you there for 22 years.
Yeah,
you're right.
The kids, the family, something. I mean, I'm not even trying to be disrespectful, but I want to be married. I'm going to get married. You're married, of course. We've heard it
my wife
73,000 times. I think that sex ain't everything to keep a marriage together. So
that nigga done kicked the camera.
So what I'm saying is, like, y'all listen. That's just not my business. To be honest with you,
yeah, I did. Y'all convinced me. This best is my business.
In all situations, I'm out of my business.
Not all situations. In that one, I'm out of my business. We're not all close friends. I'm out of my business. This is messy. That's nothing to do with me.
Like, okay. I got one more. This is a combination of girlfriends and what's that shit we was watching when we came in? Married to a Millionaire or some shit? What was it called?
Married to Millions or something.
Married to Millions. You know what I'm saying? Married couples be watching. Because my wine.
Ryan watched that shit.
Nah, that nigga definitely came in and said, what is this?
I ain't gonna lie. That was the first time we watched her.
You're a lie.
Because I came in. What the fuck is this?
That's not the show we normally watch. You're just...
Go ahead. Whatever. Ask your question.
Anyway, you're a millionaire bachelor with access to any woman you like. Access to any woman you like. I'm talking about pussy getting thrown at you left and right, right? Oh, what a rat. You want to settle down and find you a good woman. Oh, no. You meet a woman that you love.
Not bad. We got
y'all niggas done?
We done.
Y'all fucking up the audio. God damn, these niggas confused on Spotify right now.
My bad. Go ahead, bro. Apple.
You're a millionaire bachelor with access to any woman you like. You want to settle down and find you a good woman.
Okay.
You meet a woman that you like.
They know how to ride.
You meet a woman that you like, and you're ready to get serious.
Okay.
But she drops the bomb on you.
You drop the bomb on me,
baby. My bad. Go ahead.
She says that she's practicing celibacy.
And what does that mean?
She's celibacy. She ain't giving up no pussy.
Is it even a sentence?
Can it touch your origin?
Celibacy. I ain't selling. You ain't seeing no ass. Period. Until we marry. Not no commitment. Not nothing.
Until we marry.
Until we marry. Okay. Right.
Okay. And I really like her.
You really like her. What's your next move?
Shit. You sign this prenup. We can get married tomorrow.
I'm a millionaire.
So you get married for some ass.
I ain't about to get married.
You get married for some ass. That's how bad it control your life.
Shit, you sign this prenup, nigga. We can get married today, get a nomad tomorrow.
As a millionaire, you gonna take that chance?
Never.
Yeah, I got too much money.
Honestly, it's like, it depends.
And you get asked from anybody else.
Can I give you? Alright, this is my real answer.
Said what, right? Just cheat on her. Like,
no, this is my answer. I'm gonna have a full relationship with you. I'm gonna be a good person. I'm gonna get to know you, see who you are. But that does not mean I'm not going to fuck other bitches. I'm just not going to make it visible. I'm going to be respectful doing it.
I don't really think it's real.
Is there such thing as respectfully cheating?
Yes, pay for it.
What? Oh, explain it to us, OG. I know where you're going, but explain it.
It ain't cheating if you pay for it. You're paying for a service, you get a service. You want a massage, you pay for a massage, you get the service, you're done.
That shit's still cheating.
They're not married, so it's not cheating. It's not cheating.
So basically, you fucking a prostitute.
I didn't say a prostitute.
It is a prostitute. If you're paying for it, that's a prostitute.
That's 100% a prostitute.
It depends on how you want to label it.
I label it a prostitute.
So I might, you know what, I might poke this up in the dictionary. If you're paying for pussy.
Is it cheating?
Yes. It's respectful cheating?
It's respectful cheating. There we go.
I say it's even less respectful.
How?
Because you fucking a prostitute.
Yeah, bro. I don't know about that.
So you'd rather go fuck some girl that's going to goddamn show up at your house and they fall in love with you and they goddamn want you? No.
If I'm already a millionaire and it's going to be real hard for a girl to like lock me down. Like, for real. So her being celibate, she's just making it harder on herself. Like, you had to have had me before I was a millionaere. And then a girl get me. Like,
you know how hard it is to be with somebody before they was a millionaire and keep them? Just imagine if they already a millionaire.
You would have a better chance with me if you got me before I had
millionaire. Like LeBron's wife.
Exactly.
So I'm going to just say this.
I'm talking shit, y'all. Just for podcast purpose.
I'm going to just keep it 100. Like, if I'm a millionaire, first of all, I ain't got no reason to hold my tongue.
At all.
So, if you were trying to be celibate, yo, I'm going to be honest with you. I like you, but I don't even motherfucking eat my motherfucking ice cream without getting a taste test first. I don't even get a whip. Nigga, I need to test draw that motherfucker. So, I'm going to be honest with you. Listen. More power to you, more respect. I hope you know, get for your endeavors.
I'm trying to hold that shit. Hold that
motherfucker down. Girls like buses.
POP?
Miss one, next 15. S-O-T-1 one coming. Especially for a rich nigga. Jasmine, I ain't talking about you, baby. All I'm saying is.
But if we get them M's, he said, hey, you better
bust a wild.
Nah, chill. All I'm saying is. It just don't make sense to me. It don't make sense to me. As a millionaire, and I'm used to getting the access I want to
a woman. Can we just be honest? It ain't no point as a man. Ain't no point as a man to have to do that.
Maybe.
Forget, fuck the money.
Y'all fuck the money. Y'all living wrong. Like, you're a millionaire, right?
I'm a millionaire too, though.
You're a millionaire, and then, you know, you got all these girls willing to throw it at you. Maybe that's what's enticing you. The fact that she's like, I know you're a millionaire, and I'm still going to hold it.
Not that's okay. Cool. And we're going to have a great relationship.
I'm just going off my own personality.
Yeah.
I respect that.
I'll tell her, though. Remember, dude.
I must really like you. I might not even know what those type of feelings are right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. Actually, my girl made me wait a good while, longer than I ever waited to get, you know what I mean?
I second that.
But what I'm saying is, as far as being celibate, like, just like I'm never hitting it until I put a ring on your finger. I ain't never putting a ring on your finger if I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Taste what I need to taste.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm not moving in. I'm not even thinking about marriage if we ain't live together first.
I can agree with that.
Cause you don't know a motherfucker till you live with.
You be a stanky ass motherfucker.
You might not cook clean.
I used to be the other way around.
They said you know you. Wait, what's the crazy? I don't cook. I don't clean, but I know I got this ring.
And that ring about to be gone. So.
Bitch, Bella got a cookie clean.
You're a millionaire. You got too many options to be having.
But then again, as a millionaire, yes. But I may still have my regulars. Oh.
Regulars.
She's coming by. We're gonna chill. We're gonna have dinner at the house. Look at these rocks off.
Yeah, he's trying to do some other shit.
He's trying to get in.
Until you ready to goddamn fuck.
So it was like, I get your celibate, but you realize I'm not gonna be celibate.
Yeah.
So I'm finna be out on these streets.
No, not gonna be out on these streets. I'm gonna tell you.
Respectfully,
I'm gonna get me some.
1 foot in, 1 foot out.
Yeah.
Like
I'm with you. But if you aren't capable of holding up this end of the bar,
do you think that's gonna find you the love you're looking for? Compared to what I said on here, I said he's looking for love, right?
The celibacy thing, like she can't, love. Like, okay, you so can't touch the cool nanny. Can she touch me?
Huh?
Can I get some head?
Can I get some head? Is that celibate?
Y'all tell me.
I've heard.
I think so.
I've been in situations, right?
Can you suck dick?
I've been in situations where a girl has told me she was celibate. All I can do is give you head.
How old were you?
Well, damn.
How old were you?
That's fine.
How old were you?
Let me not get my son. 23.
I heard though celibacy is like they say the pussy, but like they bust the ass hard open.
Yeah, like white girls would be like, I'm a virgin, but they getting hit in the ass.
That was a thing.
But yeah. I'm a virgin and my pussy.
My ass ain't been broken.
My hymen ain't been broken.
But my ass been goddamn.
You sure you thought you was on your period?
By Deion Sanders or some shit.
So y'all need to go do that.
It's going
on. I wouldn't even know. I don't fuck white girls.
Hard for a girl to get me if I had a million
dollars. Miss you?
Hey, when we make it, bro, this episode is deleted.
Alright.
Show me.
So, any other things before y'all wrap this up? We get the facts and cap.
Man, you know. Shout out to Ryan. Thank you again for showing up, man. We've been waiting on you since we started.
Appreciate that.
I got two questions. How many questions you got? You wanna go first? You should go first. I'll save the master question.
So we was talking about prostitution. Should prostitution be legal everywhere?
Yes.
Go ahead, Brandon. Set it off.
I feel like if you want to pay for a service, why does it matter? Why can't the government regulate what I can and can't pay for? Actually, you could put more laws on this shit to where it's like they're protected. You can put security behind it. You can put so much shit to where this shit could be a lucrative business. You could tax it. You could do whatever the hell you want. And the hoes going to be safe. So why not just make it legal and the hoes is safe and everybody good?
What do you mean?
Okay. They show that actually, I think hoes is less safe when they make it legal.
Mm-hmm.
Because it opens it up for, it makes it easier for sex traffickers to traffic in women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
once it gets legal, they still can force women to do everything that they've been forcing women to do.
But if it's enforced and it has to be like, right, certain businesses, you gotta have certain licenses. It's gonna be certain type of, you gotta have certain type of security there, like a club. You can't just have a club with no type of security. It can be whoever you choose to be, but it has to be regulated. Everything needs to be regulated. So if you regulate prostitution,
Ain't nothing wrong with it. And there's going to be a lot of safer hoes that's going to make it right, home than dead on the side of the road.
So what I say is, I think that there should be very, very strict rules behind it. Kind of like a brothel type environment where it's this certain amount of security at all times.
Like cameras. You can't do it on your own.
Yeah, like, you can't be out just running the strip. That's dead. You need to be,
at the this home.
Yeah, like. It has to be kind of like running like a strip club or whatever, a regular business. I don't have the necessary, you know, things. Those have to be worked out. But I do agree that if you want to give up some pussy, and there should be certain type of charges if you go outside of what you should be doing. Yeah. You're out here raping bitches. You probably should get a life or some shit. I don't know. I don't have the answers, but I think that there is a way.
I mean, I think it's an ideal way. In an ideal society, it should be legal for people to do what they want with prostitution and drugs, for real.
Prostitution is legal in some places in America. So,
yeah, they traffic sex into them.
When you say prostitution and drugs, so do you think it should be legal for niggas to smoke crack?
Yeah, if you want to do crack.
If that's what you want to do.
I don't think we should put people in jail for doing what they want, a grown-ass person doing what they want
to
do.
But it should be legal, so like, all right, you can go to the gas station and buy this crack.
I don't think you should be able to buy crack at the gas station. I think people should be able to smoke it, sell it, and it be not something that you go to jail for. Say you get caught with crack, it should be they take your crack away, and that's it.
I think as far as crack.
How are you going to prostitute the crack?
So look, because I think drug abuse
I think crack should be illegal only because it's pretty much only ruined one community. Like, if it's available for anybody, access for anybody, then yeah, make it legal. If white people
did do crack.
Well, they did crack, but crack was targeted.
But I don't
get what I'm saying.
White people do cocaine.
Crack was targeted for black people. Crack was targeted for black people. Can we agree with that?
Yeah.
For poor people. Whatever it may be. Yeah. Accessible for everybody.
Crack rock.
Like, say, like, everybody can go to a liquor store and get some rock, right?
Yeah. Crack rock.
If it's like that, cool. I probably wouldn't like it because then my community is
going to knock it till you try it.
No, your community wouldn't be no worse because people who want to do crack is
going to do crack.
So I'm saying, why would we make it a crime for them doing what they want to do? Let them do what they want to do and let's not put people in jail.
I just think that
people who want to sell pussy,
the reason I think is going to the reason pussy. I probably don't agree with the crack thing is just because of
what?
It's certain health precautions. Like, what does it do to the body? Like, you have to have some kind of restraint.
Smoke cigarettes.
I feel like cigarettes has a worse.
Cigarettes. I don't like cigarettes. I'm allergic to cigarettes.
People smoke weed and help them. Any smoke going into your body is bad for you.
Listen, you gotta look. Okay, we can drink alcohol, right?
I don't think any of it should be illegal. I think it all should be legal.
It's all a choice. I feel like everybody should have choices.
I don't think
a nigga should be able to smoke meth.
Yes, if you want to smoke meth,
what you want to do with your life, do it.
I don't feel like you should put someone in jail.
I don't know if meth should be just running on the streets. Because then it turns into what if little kids smoking it? Do they get that?
Well, let me jump in.
There should be age guidelines on
everything. All right, you said age guidelines. So we name a lot of drugs like crack, meth, cocaine, like. You know, alcohol is one of the worst things in America.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's legal as fuck.
Yeah.
So it's like, more people die from alcohol, from either alcoholics or drunk driving. It's one of the worst shit ever. And it's legal. Why? Because it's taxable. They make money off it. So you restrict it however you restrict it. Like, I used to work for Duluth. To sell alcohol is really hard.
It is.
It's really hard. So if you want to start your own business and you to get an alcohol license is hard to do. So it's like meth will be even harder. Cocaine will be even harder. I think I agree. Make it all legal. There's other, and that's just alcohol. There's other pain medicines and over-the-counter drugs is worse.
Yep.
That's worse. That's legal.
I'm just saying all that shit.
Is that worse than meth?
Bro. Is it worse than meth?
I mean, all that shit, do your research, but I don't know.
I'm just saying, I think if you put it, regulations, make money off of it, but
criminalizing these people
for habits. For
I think that choices. even if we disagree, I think that it shouldn't be as harsh.
Drugs. Charges I don't think thing. Drugs destroyed the black community. Not having jobs destroys communities. When people don't have shit to do, that destroys.
No, arresting.
I disagree with that. I'm gonna tell you why I disagree with that. Because if you go to places like Compton or Chicago, my mom's from Chicago, right? My mom, like, if you go to, if my mom's been in Chicago, but she goes to Chicago right now, that's a totally different place. And my mom grew up right now, that's the hood. It's a middle class working area, right? But she did it, she grew up there before the crack era.
Crack rock.
When crack hit it. It tore down that area.
You gotta say also what happened when crack hit. It wasn't just crack hit. When crack hit, Ronald Reagan also took away a lot of government services at the exact same time.
Yeah, so but what I'm saying is
communities were not just hit by crack. People had less opportunities.
Okay,
and crack.
So talk that.
But,
Malcolm X
but
shit.
How highly addictive crack is.
It's not no more addictive than cocaine.
It's yeah, not, I don't more cocaine, addictive I think cocaine. Than McDonald's.
I would complain about
people say McDonald's is the worst to.
No, I'm not comparing McDonald's to Coke and crack Coke.
I mean, obesity
is
definitely
the heart. What's the number one killer in America?
Obesity.
High blood. Yes, but that don't mean it's McDonald's.
I'm saying
that kind of shit.
That kind of shit.
But no, that's different. When you say just niggas just making not great decisions on how to eat. Compared to fucking smoking crack. You're talking about taking a drug that's literally, it instantly, you can smoke it one time and you're addicted. You can't go to McDonald's and eat one time and be like, I'm addicted.
She.
I don't know. Hey, yo, so what?
You went to McDonald's one time and was addicted.
That's what happened.
Like a crackhead. You went through withdrawals. You went through withdrawals on McDonald's the first time.
You go through withdrawals. Yeah, y'all niggas. When you cut that shit out your body, yeah, you do go through withdrawals. Your gut has
y'all niggas.
I don't listen to Frank Ocean or any bitch. Crack rock. Turn that shit off. Crack rock. Why? Just alright. I got one more facts and cap for y'all boys. Drum roll please. Facts to cap. Should a transgender female be allowed to play on a female high school basketball team?
No.
No,
what is a transgender female? What were they originally? That's a man.
A man, yes.
No,
they were born a man. No. They were identified as they're born classified as a man, but they identify as a female.
No,
and now they're identified as a transgender female or female, and now right, they're trying,
what you're trying to do.
Should they be allowed to play on the female basketball team?
No.
Why?
I know what he trying to do, yo. I know what he trying to do. Y'all people, he trying to do.
I really don't care.
What am I trying to do, Dustin?
That Serena argument about being the best.
I don't think that's where he was going.
I don't think that's where I was going either. But thanks for the idea.
But no.
Why shouldn't?
Because she was born
sports.
See, now you said it. Now you chase.
Is that sexist?
I think that's where his intention. I think that's where he was going anyway.
He went
because we already was talking about that a couple of days ago.
It's not really sexist.
It's not sexist. What you was born as is what sport you should
no,
play.
Like I, maybe they should have transgender sports.
If I'm really going to be real, I kind of like suck at basketball, right? I could have been a starter on that good ass 2008 or whatever female basketball
you
team.
You know for a fact?
I know for a fact I would have been a starter on that team.
So what are they like? You what was your time machine? And you go over there and
I would be a starter.
And they bust your ass.
No, it wasn't. No, they not going to bust my ass, bro.
So Nicky, never mind. I'm sorry. Dropping,
so if I wanted to transgender myself back in 2008, I'd be a fucking starter on the girl basketball team. If not,
but you don't identify yourself as a female.
It doesn't matter. What
he said if
body,
he did.
I'm saying your body is still a man's body. You're gonna be better than the girls. Just because your head says, "Oh, I'm a girl," doesn't mean like you stop making testosterone. It doesn't mean you slow down to a girl's speed.
A lot of them do. They take female. I think estrogen pills.
But your puberty is already happening, bro.
You're against it. You said you're against it. So why?
If you are born a man, it's unfair.
Yeah.
It's like saying, oh, You a sick, you just in height and size, and you wake up and say, oh, I want to be a woman. I want to go play in the WNBA. You should just be able to.
He can run in the WNBA too. Be honest.
Now,
who can?
Fucking Justin could run. He wouldn't be the best player in the W. He could run.
On now,
the
I'm taking Serena's side. Tomorrow, no. Those are professional athletes. They're in shape.
They could be.
It can be Steve Curry.
I'm not saying he'd be the MVP of the league. He could run. He could make a roster.
He said he could make a roster. He didn't say he'd be the best.
But he can make it, but Darren's roster can. Y'all gotta make up y'all mind. These girls are professionals or are they not?
Just headed with this argument. That's why I didn't answer.
No,
you didn't. I was. You know what
I
mean?
This nigga know he was doing. This nigga know he was doing.
But honestly,
if I would have said no,
be honest and be consistent. But
I'm saying the best female.
Just be athlete, honest and be consistent.
The best in the WNBA.
I think those two
would probably get
still.
Would get Justin in a game.
If I played Maya Moore, she probably could be one.
Yeah. The worst player in the WNBA couldn't make a great high school basketball team. Boys high school basketball team.
So transgender females should not be allowed to play.
They wouldn't make it.
The best player in the WNBA probably couldn't make a boys high school team. I don't agree with that. Answer your question. Should a transgender female be allowed to play? No woman could ever make the grace in high school basketball team. I think for the most part I would say no. I think, but if you look at it case by case, like if it's a nigga like Anthony Davis trying to be a transgender or whatever, yeah, that doesn't make sense.
It's either all or nothing.
But
what does that mean?
That an average.
Is either you gonna?
What I'm saying
is, you gonna let all of them. If Ryan was a transgender, if Ryan was, hold on. Y'all just be careful what y'all saying. Go ahead.
If Ryan decided to be a transgender, right?
Okay.
He's a man, a male of average height, average size, right?
Okay.
And he decided to do that. Sure.
Because he's a male, because he built like a female, like a.
I would bust.
I think that he would.
I would bust ass. I would make that team easily. It wouldn't even be a competition.
Make it easily.
Fucking yeah, a high school girls basketball team.
I didn't say high school.
What's the initial question?
Say again.
Kano, should a transgender female be able to play on a female basketball team in high school?
Oh, what are you talking about? High school? I mean, a lot of people make the teams on high school that would never make a college team or whatever. No, I don't think. The competition level is scarce. Like, when you have a great player in high school compared to, like, the worst player on the team. Yeah, what he said was correct. So, I agree. No, you probably should just – they should probably just make some transgender sports or something.
Transgender sport?
No, you should.
If you don't want to play, if you're an old man, say you came in as a man,
so you
don't want to play basketball, and you don't want to play basketball. Then you don't finish. If you were a man, you don't want to play with the men.
Time out. Before you finish, if somebody says they identify themselves as transgender,
you should play.
We all speculate here because none of us transgender. I don't think they feel like they were ever a man.
That's cool, but
you see what I'm saying? There's a difference between saying I was a man and now I'm a female, saying I was never a man.
Listen, man,
I was identified wrong.
Okay. But you are identified. So wrong. If you are identified, you had a penis. If you had a penis and you want to play with the vaginas, right? Then that's just not. Listen, I'm sorry.
So no.
I don't want to be disrespectful, but you should probably, you know what you were born as. And you know, and if you are on some shit like, I don't want to play with what I was identified as, and they don't want to accept you as far as what you are identifying yourself as, then maybe we should make a league for people like with you, what you're going through, your own situations.
I don't think they should have no league. In my opinion, all of them should just be playing boys. So transgender males should play in the boys, and transgender females should play with the boys. All of them should play with the boys. You have to play up in competition. You can't go down in the competition.
I didn't say go down. I said play each other.
That's a good idea.
They should all play. No,
that's probably the best idea.
If you can make the best team, you should be on the best team. So if you're a transgender female, transgender male, you should go to the boys' team. Nobody should be able to go to the girl. Girls should be for...
Nobody should go down, you're saying.
Yeah, girls should be for...
So now playing with the girls is going down.
Because it is. That's his words, not mine. But I guess the dilemma comes...
Y'all playing each other.
The dilemma comes with... they feel like discrimination. I am a girl. Like a transgender girl, they feel like I'm a girl.
They're not, though.
And even if you feel like a girl, what is that even? How do you know what a girl feels like?
You ain't never had no period.
What makes a girl? You want to get into that? What is a girl? What is a girl a social construct or a sexual?
Yeah, if it's a social construct, then transgender isn't real. So there we end the story.
Oh, shit,
right here.
2020 it is.
You can't have it be a social construct and then at the same time say you feel like a girl, because what does a girl mean?
I'm just y'all. Make sure it's recording.
Feminism says that gender is a social construct.
That's an idea.
Then you cannot be transgender because it's just a social construct. Everything is made to be what it is. You don't know what a girl feels like because you're not a girl.
Well, that's...
All right. We'll talk about this out there. We got two more facts of cap. Facts of cap. A sexual transmitted disease is not as bad as the flu.
Facts.
And Ryan, this has been a topic that you created a few years ago. So we're going to let you explain this. And you could tell us, is this facts of cap? So the question is this STD not as bad as the flu?
It's like you go with the flu, you can update it for 2020 and say coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Then you don't have to quarantine 14 days when you get an STD. You know?
Damn, we done updated this shit.
You don't miss work with an STD.
Say it again.
Non-curable.
We're talking about gonorrhea,
gonorrhea, all that.
Yeah,
bro, it's gone. It's gone once you take your medicine.
Take your medicine, get a shot, boom.
I think a lot of people, they cry and be hurt when they get an STD. Yeah, I ain't saying get out here and catch an STD, fuck that, nah. I'm saying you don't want an STD, but...
I hope you got your STD papers straight.
Even if you go to the regular flu, it does kill people. Yeah, but chlamydia, if you catch chlamydia...
You can live for years with chlamydia.
Yeah.
Peacefully.
Yeah.
I thought that them niggas was crazy when he first said it, but then I thought about it and I was like, you know what?
So basically, to break the question down,
and you don't,
would you rather have?
You don't feel as bad, like you have. Okay,
some of the people might not have understood the question. The question was, would you rather
have? Would you rather have flu?
Gonorrhea.
Give me the real.
Exactly.
I probably gonorrhea is gonna burn until I probably get that shit checked out. Boom, boom, boom.
Let it burn.
Keep it moving.
Let it burn.
Give me the flu.
You fucking stupid.
Your pride to the side.
Have you ever had the flu?
Your pride just hurt. Cause you look, it's looking frowned, but the flu, I feel finna die.
Yeah, you feel like you can die. It ain't no fear. Yeah. Like it's you're on death's doorstep.
Ain't no transom.
No.
Huh? I may not have a fever
with a fucking gonorrhea.
Nigga, you goddamn be straight until you go pee. Oh shit, I think I got some. Let's go to the doctor. Get these pills.
Boom.
Get the shot in the ass, and you good. So you rather be down for, minimum 5 to 7 days, rather than 24 hours.
Socially accepted to have the flu.
I'm asking your opinion.
Yeah,
I don't think I ever had either. So
we ain't saying that. I've never had.
What is socially accepted? One, people know you have the flu. You have the flu.
Facts.
Nobody even knows you have gonorrhea if you have.
Facts on facts.
So socially, it doesn't even matter because who's gonna know you have gonorrhea?
If you do know, somebody right? Fuck. When I say socially accepted, if you find out, who you get shamed?
Who got shamed
for gonorrhea?
I've never been shamed.
Nope. You never heard nobody shamed for having an STD?
No, not a curable one.
Yeah, bro. Herpes is what you get shamed for.
Especially herpes if you're passing that shit alone. Yeah,
maybe
people.
Our experiences are different then. I mean,
you might hear one or
somebody
two.
Somebody got STD.
I've never heard
nobody making fun of people for catching gonorrhea. Like, AIDS is a joke to people. People joke about people catching AIDS. People joke about people catching herpes. I ain't never been like...
crabs, yeah. Some shit like that.
Yeah, crabs is just a funny STD.
Like, me and you shit on the toilet and you ain't goddamn clean it off. And now you gotta shave your pubes. Exactly. That's some shit. That's
what we've never seen nobody make fun of nobody. Y'all make a compelling case. Gonorrhea is curable.
Give me gonorrhea or clap over top of the flu any day. Period.
All right. So, last one. Can you be a street nigga, but like not be from the hood?
Yep.
Yeah. If your parents is from the street and that's how you was raised, mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to be street just because that's how you were raised.
Y'all watch Power?
Where you from?
So, would you consider Tariq a street nigga? Would y'all consider him that?
He perceives himself to be one, yeah.
I wouldn't consider him.
I personally would.
Raised that way. There's some people who was raised
in that kind. Okay, so when you say that, man, he got two bodies under his belt.
Yeah, he made that choice.
Spoiler alert.
Nigga, you ain't seen that shit by nigga, this is last season. I ain't saying nothing new.
But yeah, that he made a choice. Some people don't have no choice just because they was raised in the suburbs because their parents looked up and got a good, like, you get, and me and David's job, you can get that job and be from the hood, and you will have your family in the suburbs, and you will raise your kid as a hood booger just like the way you are, and no kids don't got no choice.
I agree.
Facts.
I agree. Have y'all ever been to Lithonia, Georgia?
It's the suburbs with a bunch of
A suburb with a whole bunch of niggas, and it's funny because my cousin, like, he grew up there, like, in middle school, he moved out there. He's originally from Gwinnett, and he moved out there. He's not a street nigga or anything, so I ain't saying that, but I remember we used to meet niggas that he was, you know, obviously he went to Stevenson, the people that he grew up with, and we used to be like, we from Gwinnett, and the niggas would laugh, and I'd be like,
look at your big ass house.
Y'all niggas live in, like, water's edge. Y'all live in a bigger house than me.
You live in?
I'm living in apartments. We struggling. Y'all niggas live in the biggest houses in Lithonia, and in their mind, they was in the streets. And
that's a sick.
I would say yes. And I think in Gwinnett, even that, we know people who have killed people. Like, and it's like, you didn't have to live like this, but I guess it's all your mind state. Like, you are until, like, people say you ain't. People might not respect it as much until you are what you are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember one time my mom was saying, like, we got a cousin that grew up in Alabama. And to me, he's a street nigga. I guess to them, like, this is the country and shit going on out here. She, like, he called himself a street nigga. He called himself, like, being done. I'm like, well, I mean, mom, if he did all the shit you're saying, then he probably is what he is. Right. Like, you gotta respect niggas for who they is. So, you can be.
I'm just saying, how you gonna, I mean, suburbs, most of Gwinnett, well, where we from in Gwinnett is a lower middle class area.
Yeah. So. You can be, yeah, I think it's a difference. Like, you could live in a shady spot in the burbs, yeah. But I think that
not never gonna be from the trenches.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I ain't from the project. What do y'all think?
Y'all cover all the corners, man. Shit. All right, y'all say everything that you said.
We on the same page with y'all, man. It's like, now, you do have them niggas that goddamn fake it.
Yes, I think that's what fucked it up.
Yeah, y'all niggas that fake perception. It. And they think, oh, nigga, I'm from the hood. And they try too hard to be something they've never been around, they've never seen, and their family ain't never came from it. Like, I ain't talking about their parents. I'm talking about their second generation. Nobody's ever had to suffer. They came from it, so now they just want to act like it. And be like, oh, nigga this, nigga that, da da da.
Like your uncle. You see your uncle, but like, you got a perfectly good life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But you got other, it could be the other way around. It's like, shit, my dad used to trap, but he ain't got a trap no more. But when we go back to the city, nigga tell me about what he did. So I feel like a part of me that's in me. Then maybe you do it because you feel like you want to, but you don't have to necessarily. I can respect that more than a nigga that's never like, yeah, that shit ain't even in your blood.
I'm never gonna respect it.
I mean, not respect it, but I can understand it a little bit more.
Yeah.
It's people in Gwinnett who was raised in Gwinnett and their dad was in prison their whole life. Like,
I know people who was raised in, and also I know people who are raised in Gwinnett, and like their dad are entrepreneurs, and like your son is murdering. So I mean, you know, it's unfortunate, man.
It's back to your kid make their own choices, and if you don't want to bail them out because you done warned them over and over again, then fuck it, you gotta sit there.
Sit your ass in jail, bitch.
Learn a lesson.
Yeah, but
it's been a great episode 16. Shout out to Ron.
Appreciate you, Ron. Yeah, man.
You're definitely gonna be back.
Stop talking to us formal and shit, nigga. Appreciate y'all, man, nigga. Stop having manners. You don't be having manners,
man. He got sponsors and shit, nigga. He ain't trying to get John Wall out. Yeah.
Hey, look, everybody go on there. Everybody follow. What's y'all?
Palomar Triplets.
It's no underscores and shit, right?
Y'all gotta go
follow Palomar. Triplets.
Well, let me know.
We don't have any of those.
Because they
rich. Shouts out. Appreciate you, bro.
Happy birthday to my boy Kazadi. We about to get lit this weekend, Friday.
Yeah, man.
We turned up. Old ass nigga. Pastor Cat episode 16, baby.
We out.